So you won in Monday's drawing.
Monday night's drawing, yes.
So tell me, you've shared some of the details, but tell me how you found out you won.
Getting ready for work in the morning, and I decided to check my ticket like I normally do, and I had 5 numbers right. And
you said you checked it on your phone. So
yes.
On your phone, you went to the lottery website.
Yep.
And you looked at the numbers. Now, did you yourself believe the numbers when you
Not at first. So I had to go to another site where you put in the date and your own numbers. And then I believed it.
Well, kind of. But then you said you still went to the store, right? Or you went to a different store, right?
I went and woke him up first.
You woke up your husband, Greg.
And he didn't believe it. So on my way to work, I stopped at a convenience store that was open and had him run it to verify.
And tell me what the clerk said.
He was a young college kid, and he goes, I don't know, you won second prize, whatever that is. He goes, I don't really know anything about the lottery.
So you told him how much it was.
I said it's $25,000 a year for life.
Oh, my gosh. And so that was yesterday.
Yesterday morning.
And you said you work at a mail fulfillment
legacy
service.
Legacy mail management,
right.
Yes.
And it was the longest day of work in your life?
Yes. Very, very long day.
And why?
Because I don't think I fully believed it yet. You know, it just really hadn't sunk in that this is really happening. I wanted to ask somebody to pinch me to see if I was dreaming. But no, it was an extremely long day.
Because you were keeping it, you said you wanted
quiet.
To basically
I kept it very
keep
quiet.
It to yourself.
Only told my boss.
Okay. Because you wanted to get here.
Yep, and make sure that it was really a winner before we let anybody know.
Now, you said you have adult children, is that correct?
Yes.
And and you have told them?
Yeah. I called and told them, and neither one of them believed me. So.
So I have to ask, are you known as a practical joker?
No, not at all. I'm usually straightforward.
It's just such unbelievable news,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I think everybody just thought I was pulling their chains, you know.
But you were not.
Nope.
So so you play your own numbers, but you said they're not...
just like random numbers that I picked, but I use the same numbers every drawing.
And your numbers came through.
Yes, they did.
Oh, my gosh. So you've told your boss, you've told your kids. I would assume that news will spread like wildfire once folks find out. I know, first and foremost, you have plans for today. Can you tell me about your upcoming plans? Because I know you're going to be paying for something for Greg.
Oh, I'm going to buy him lunch.
Probably all of you.
I figure it's the least you could do, right? Deb, do you tell people how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 58.
You're 58, okay. And you've said this, you're someone who makes good decisions with your money. You've said this will help a lot for retirement, right?
Yes.
Just to have
definitely.
Just to have that annual payment coming in.
I may just leave my money that's in my retirement account and use this instead.
Because you'll have this every year. What a great thing to have happen. So other than lunch, do you have any? You said maybe you'll travel.
Maybe a couple short trips, one to see a relative and maybe a girls' trip to Myrtle Beach. Because somebody doesn't.
Somebody doesn't travel so much.
Not anymore.
We drove here last time.
That's a long drive.
Yeah.
That is a long drive.
I go see her after you on a plane, then go.
So, Deb, have you been back to the store where you actually bought the ticket?
Actually, this morning we stopped to get gas.
But you didn't tell anybody.
I did tell the little girl in there, the clerk. I asked her if she could keep a secret, and she said, yeah. And I said, well, you're my little lucky charm. And she said, why is that? And she goes, are you the one? And I said, yes.
Because they knew,
and,
obviously.
And she said, she goes, no. She goes, I'll keep it quiet.
Well, you know, one of the things that we love is that the local store receives an added bonus right. from the lottery when they sell a prize of this size. So it makes a difference for their business.
And the manager of the store, he was a year ahead of me in school. So.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So we've known each other for a long time.
Yeah. And you said lots of folks in Mount Pleasant are talking about this win, right?
Yeah. There was a huge article in the paper that somebody had bought the ticket at Gasland, and they won $25,000 a year for life. And it was quite an article, wasn't it?
Yeah, you got to consider
Yeah. There's, what, 9,000-10,000 people in the town?
Yeah. Did you ever think this would happen?
No, not ever.
So if people say that all the time, so honestly, then why did you play?
There's a lot worse ways I could spend $8, you know.
And it's a daydream, right?
Yeah.
It's a daydream that actually happened.
It's just like, you know, you play it for fun, and there's a lot worse ways to spend a few dollars here and there.
And it happened.
Yeah.
And so you said it was super early in the morning when you figured it out because you just popped awake.
Yep.
And, oh, my gosh. I wonder if you popped awake to go check because you were supposed to check the numbers.
I don't know. Yeah, it just – when I sat up straight in bed and I thought it said the clock said 3:15 instead of 1:15. And then I started getting around. Then I realized that I had looked at the clock wrong. So
wow.
I don't know if it was something that.
So now tomorrow, because you said you work tomorrow.
Yeah.
So you think your coworkers will know by the time you get there, right?
Yeah.
So they'll be expecting donuts or something
from
Deb. So congratulations. We're thrilled for you. And
thank you.
This is a wonderful thing to have happen for sure.